WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The fire that knocked out power to London's Heathrow Airport is not considered suspicious, but it has caused a lot of headaches for travelers after an 18-hour shutdown. James Crothers was sleeping on his flight back to London when he felt his plane turn around.
We were told maybe there'll be flights again later, maybe not. But I mean, there's some people who I think won't be going back home until Monday.
Under pressure from the Trump administration to make policy changes or lose federal funding, Columbia University is making some changes. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Columbia's interim president says the university will conduct a thorough review of regional studies programs, starting with the Middle East. Columbia will also bar protests inside academic buildings and wearing face masks on campus to conceal one's identity.
Tense moments in court late today in Washington as a judge accused the Trump administration of knowingly violating his orders as he reviews last weekend's deportation of 200-plus Venezuelan men to El Salvador. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The biggest race on the ballot in a couple of weeks is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. All along, we've been telling you this race is technically nonpartisan, but the lines are pretty clearly drawn. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Elon Musk has poured millions into backing Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Musk's company Tesla is suing the state of Wisconsin for denying its request for dealer's licenses, and that case could very well reach the high court. UW-Madison professor Michael Wagner says because Wisconsin allows justices to decide whether or not they should recuse themselves from a case, there's a lot on the line.
It's in a presidential swing state, it's on a swing court, and the cases that are going to come before the court are going to be cases where the donors in the election, most notably Elon Musk, have a clear interest and a clear path they want the winning judge to take.
Meanwhile, Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County has received campaign money from Democratic billionaire George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Spending on this race is expected to top the historic $56 million spent on the last state Supreme Court race. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And legislation that would change how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Tony Evers. Joanne Krulatz has more.
State Senate author Watertown Republican John Jagler said Tuesday that he anticipates the Democratic governor will veto the bill. Evers initially said the new standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill because the legislature was injecting itself in the DPI process.
And another storm is expected to hit the state on Sunday, bringing accumulating snowfall to the area again, and it could be significant like last time. So, don't put those shovels away just yet. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks drain the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. At one point, Milwaukee led by 35. Kyle Kuzma on what's kept the Bucks together despite losing five of their last eight.
I think our positivity as a group, our communication as a group. I think in that Golden State game and even OKC and the games prior, we kind of get into like a phase where we don't talk as much. We're like locked in. But I think consistently we did a good job of being positive and having a good spirit. I thought that was a good thing.
March Madness, Marquette faces the New Mexico Lobos tonight in Cleveland in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers advance after beating Montana yesterday, 85-66. John Blackwell led with 19 points. Up next, Wisconsin faces BYU tomorrow night at 6:25. And in Madison, the Boys State High School semifinals continue today at the Kohl Center. The state finals are tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky tonight, a low in the mid-teens. Sun to start Saturday, then some clouds for the afternoon, high in the mid-30s. Rain moving in Sunday, the wind picks up, high near 40. Rain to snow in the late afternoon and evening. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, well, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, as we bring to a close yet another week as we inch toward summer here in the state of Wisconsin. Great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Mexican food? It is National Taco Day, and that's the question we're asking tonight. So we've gotten a lot of great answers. Most people want a margarita with whatever Mexican food it is, and we played the great Jim Gaffigan bit about how Mexican food is basically all the same ingredients. But I think you could say that for a lot of ethnic foods, too. So our question tonight, though, be part of the show. What is your favorite Mexican food? It is a bar band Friday night in place of Terry Barr tonight, who is on vacation. We went to the bullpen, and we got the lefty. Conrad, is Rocker a lefty?
I don't know. We'll have to ask
him. He is tonight. He's a lefty. We'll ask him. Either way, that's a perfect analogy because my next guest made a really cool documentary called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. Sean Hanisch joins us now on the stream. Sean, how are you?
I'm great, Pete. How you doing?
First of all, I apologize. I'm sure you have heard people mimicking Bob Uecker saying just a bit outside more than anyone has a right to over the last few months.
You know, let's be honest, though, it's kind of part of the design. It's part of the marketing.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Hey, before we jump into what's happening with the film, I saw that you posted on Facebook a couple months ago about the fires, and you guys seem to be in a little bit of danger. How is everything? Did you guys get through that okay?
Well, really appreciate you asking, Pete. I'd never experienced a night like that Tuesday night. I had most of my, let's just start it this way. I went outside that evening, and that afternoon the winds were so strong it blew a tree onto my car. And wow. Then that night I went outside, and you know, they tell you something sounds like a freight train. The winds were so strong it sounded like a locomotive.
No kidding.
It was a rough night, man. I was up all night. I had packed the car with my son, and it's a really interesting experiment to be like, okay, I'm gonna lose my house, what do I take,
right?
You know, fortunately actually didn't end up having to evacuate. I live in Pasadena, just south of the Rose Bowl, but everywhere from the Rose Bowl north and then all the way to the east through Altadena, unfortunately I have 6 friends that lost their homes. One of the producers on Just a Bit Outside, fortunately his home's standing, but he's still not back in it.
No kidding.
The streets are it's apocalyptic what happened up there.
Yeah.
And also on the Palisades. It's hard to grasp. Even living here is hard to grasp. I mean, I've driven through some of the neighborhoods, and wow, it's But you know what? The neat thing, the one good thing that came out of it, I think, is, you know, LA doesn't feel a lot of times like a community. Big and diverse, and also rent, it goes on for, you know, tens and tens of miles in every direction, that it actually felt like a community for once. And, you know, it kind of brought out the best in people.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to help out where we can.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear. It's weird, Sean. I mean, when I lived out there, you'd always see the fires in the hills, and we'd see ash come down into the valley. I lived in the Valley Village area, and It just didn't seem like, well, it's never going to touch us. And then when you saw what happened a couple months ago, it's like, wow, this can happen at any time. It is absolutely real. It was horrifying. So glad you're okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's fortunately people listened to the, listen to the fire and the police, and most everybody evacuated, which, you know, thrilled about, because it could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely. Well, good for you. Now, listen, here's the other question. When something like that happens, Sean, I know when I moved back here, people are like, oh, you're much better off here than with all those earthquakes and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, we went through a couple earthquakes, but I'm more worried about slipping on ice here than I am. Like, but that was the first time I looked and saw what was happening and said, yeah, I don't know if I want to go back there. The fire just scared the living daylights out of me. Did you have any moment during that time where you thought, well, maybe the Midwest isn't so bad, or did it affect you?
First of all, I love the Midwest. I'm, you know, grew up in Milwaukee and Brookfield. Yeah. So I'm, you know, I mean, I have designs to, you know, maybe, you know, spend some more time there as, you know, as I, you know, I guess get older. But no, I love it. I mean, there's nothing. Yeah. The summers are great. The falls are the best in the world. So
definitely.
I will say the it has an effect. You know, the biggest thing right now is the heat. The heat in the summer has gotten, even over the 30 plus years I've lived here, it's gotten worse. And so it's really a difficult, believe it or not, it's really hard to live here in June, July, or really July, August, September. So anyway, that's my little.
Yeah. Makes you want to jump in a freshwater lake, I'm sure.
Well, it does.
All right. So it's great to have you here, Sean. I saw that you have a couple of Wisconsin screenings coming up. For those who might not know, who are listening, tell us, give us a little bit of background about the documentary first, and then we'll get to your screenings.
Well, happy to. I mean, the real backstory is that I was 14 years old in 1982 and had the good fortune of my parents having season tickets. So, and they always had to the Brewers, I believe since almost year one. And so, I mean, I grew up, obviously, you know, just dyed in the wool Brewer fan, and as with all Wisconsin sports teams too, as we all are. But I was able to watch this magical season from County Stadium, from the same seats, you know, whenever I could get the tickets from my dad.
Right.
So it was so memorable to everybody who lived through it, you know, no matter your age at that time. And the characters were so memorable. We felt like we knew them. You could see them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, felt like you could approach them. And then, you know, to be, okay, so then that's the real backstory. And also remembering how dramatic the season was, you know, the ups and the downs, the expectations, and then those crazy series at the end, you know, losing 3 out of 4 to Baltimore, winning the last game to make the playoffs, losing 2 in Anaheim, coming back and being the first team in pro history to win 3 in a row at home in a 5-game series to clinch. You know, and then the crazy World Series we had, the ups and downs, we're in the advantage and they're in the advantage, and then we're winning going to the bottom of the 6th. So it was, you know, an incredible ride. Now cut to about 4.5 years ago, Kelly Call, who was 15 years old at the time, who's my producing partner on this. He was 15 from Burlington, and he caught all the games on Channel 18 back in the day, and on radio with, of course, you know, the great Bob Uecker calling them. And he went on that same ride. And so he's kind of a big deal. He was president of CBS for 6.5 years. So when he would go to he went to a couple of golf tournaments, and he got paired up with his childhood hero, Gorman Thomas. and they golfed together. And Gorman asked Kelly all about his favorite shows on CBS. And Kelly asked Gorman all about the stories of 1982. And Kelly came back and he said, you know, I think there's something here. Gorman's telling me some really stories I've never heard before. And that's when we embarked on this project.
So great. My guest is Sean Hannish, who made the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It played through Wisconsin. I know it was in Marcus Theater. Sean, I assume you guys have done other film festivals. You were on right before the film came out, and I love talking to filmmakers after they've been through the process of the release. Mm. Were your expectations met, exceeded? Do you still have a ways to go? How do you feel about how everything played out after the release?
Well, I would say it wildly exceeded my expectations.
Fantastic.
When you know, I'll say this, you know, as a filmmaker, you know, 20 years ago or even 12 years ago when my first film came out, you're kind of, the expectation is to hopefully be in theaters. This day and age, the expectation is, I hope to be on streaming. Yeah. But as filmmaker, you're like, no, there's nothing like everybody sitting together in the dark in the theater and watching a story as a community. And so to be able to be in Marcus Theaters, we thought we were going to be there for 2 weeks in like a half dozen theaters. And we ended up being in theaters for 2 months.
Wow.
And that's not because Marcus was just being nice to us. They were right. Great partners. I don't want to.
Sure.
They were amazing partners. But it's because of the word of mouth and the people really enjoyed. Some of these screenings turned into like tailgates.
Oh, that is great.
People coming in their jerseys, like, you know, people in their, you know, Yelich jerseys, people in their, you know, Robin Yount jerseys.
Yeah.
And they'd have a couple beers or sodas at the bar, bring them into the theater and cheer like they're at a game. And they, you know, it's something really, really special. We'll never forget it. It's really launched a really good word of mouth. I mean, you know, I hope this doesn't come off as like a humble brag, but we're currently 100% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic!
Again, talk about wildly exceeding expectations. I think people, when they see the movie, even if they're not a Brewers fan or even if they're not a baseball fan, they're pleasantly surprised to discover these really interesting characters and go on this really emotional ride.
That is incredible, Sean. And it's not a brag. First of all, when someone dedicates their life to making a film, the entire process, the script, pre-production, production, post, you know, you've been through it. It's so much work. It's such a tedious process. You can brag all you want, especially 100% on Rotten Tomatoes is incredible.
thank you.
You have a couple screenings coming up in Wisconsin, and that's why I kind of wanted to have you. We have to do a quick break, but let's talk about those when we come back. Are you going to be at the Wisconsin Film Festival?
Yes.
All right.
We are.
Fantastic. I'll be there too. I can't wait.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that after a very short break. Sean Hannish is here, the director and the creative force behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can find out next where to see that in the theater while you still can here in Wisconsin. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got to live together. I am no better, and neither are you. We are the same, whatever we do. You love me, you hate me.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WXCO. Matt and Air on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We have breaking sports news here, ladies and gentlemen. Norfolk has cut the lead from 32 to 22. Florida now leads by only 22 points. Stand by. That is an upset in the making.
I told you they're second half team.
We will keep you abreast of the situation, ladies and gentlemen. This is fun. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is not with us. Rocker is. That's the great thing about Max Inc. Radio. They're somewhat interchangeable. They know music, and Rocker will be here to tell us all about some new music you probably haven't heard. That's coming up at 7:35. We have a few more minutes with our current guest, Sean Hanisch, the director behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So, Sean, where, aside from the Wisconsin Film Festival, do you know when your screening is then, and where else can people see it if they don't go to the festival?
At the festival, we're screening Friday, April 4th.
Nice.
And you can find all that at the Wisconsin Film Festival website.
Great.
The other screenings we're having, actually, the Times in Wauwatosa is doing a whole kind of early baseball season series. So they've got Moneyball, they've got Major League.
Oh, great. Durham,
and they programmed us in for next Friday and Saturday night, the 29th and 30th, down in Wauwatosa. So, you know, and it's funny, our website always kind of keeps everybody up to date as to the local screenings, because every once in a while, an independent cinema, an independent theater will jump out and say, hey, you know, we'd love to show your film. And we're always, if we can, we will.
That's all I'll say. So, all right. So those are great. You mentioned the website. Where can people, is it justabitoutside.com? Where can people go for that kind of?
Yeah, justabitoutside, movie.com.
Perfect. All right. So check that out. You have, Sean, I think I'm kind of fascinated by, there's another Wisconsin guy. I don't know if you've ever crossed paths with him in LA, Steve Burrows, great guy. Also from Milwaukee. He made a film called Chump Change. He was in the narrative world. Then he went and did commercials, and now he's got this award-winning HBO documentary called Bleed Out, where he did a documentary about his mother. I'm fascinated by people like you that can have success in the narrative world and then jump out and do a documentary and have success there too. What made you, not that you ever regret it, but that's a commitment. Like, documentaries take a while. So you're stepping away from your bread and butter to make this documentary. Were you scared, or were you ever like, is this worth it?
The worth it question is, you know, you kind of, when you're deciding, there's a moment where you're kind of like, am I all in on this?
Yeah.
And there was a moment early on, really when we talked to Gorman, and you know, and Kelly and I really got our heads together that we thought, you know, there's something here. After we interviewed Robin Yount, who's our first interview, then we were all in. And you're like, you could kind of feel what the movie was going to be like. So
yeah.
I don't know, you know, as a filmmaker, there's no, you know, I will say your filter gets tighter the more experience you have. And you're like, is that really going to make a good story? Will people really be interested in that? And like, why would people be interested in that now? Mm. And once you can, I was able to answer all of those questions, at least in my mind. And I knew the story had a lot of heart. So I guess that answers your question of,
yeah,
was it going to be worth it? I mean, was it worth it to me? I got to sit down with all of my childhood heroes.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm glad the movie turned out, but even just the experience of the process was awesome. As regards jumping from narrative to documentary, I will say this, it's very different, but at its core, it's very similar. Like the mode of production is very different. In narrative film, everything is based on the script. Literally everything, your casting, right, your financing, your locations, your editing schedule, everything. In documentary, you're writing that script in the edit bay. So I will admit, while editing a narrative feature is a 3-4-6 month process, editing a documentary is, in this case, about 2-2.5 years.
Wow.
And that's really where the stamina comes in.
Yeah. You
know? And it's, I will admit, you know, being a narrative filmmaker and this being my first documentary, I was a little frustrated by how long it was taking us in post, but it is its own process. And I, you know, the goal was just to make the best film possible. And I think, you know, I think we accomplished it.
That's great. My guest is Sean Hannish. You can see his film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers at the Wisconsin Film Festival April 4th, or in Wauwatosa on the 29th and 30th. Go to justabitoutsidemovie.com. The movie or movie? I guess if you Google it, they'll find it.
It's movie. Okay.
I made you have to think there, didn't I?
No, I know. It's the movie.
The movie, okay.
Just a Bit Outside, the movie.
Got it. All right. Very cool. So what's next for you? You got another, you going back into the narrative world? You going to make another doc?
Well, can I let folks know where they can see the movie outside of theaters?
Absolutely. Oh, I was going to ask. I forgot to ask you that anyway. Yeah.
Well, I was going to, great news is we came out on DVD about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
And ever since we came out, we're the number one documentary DVD on Amazon.
Oh, fantastic.
It speaks to the fans. It speaks to the great fans in Wisconsin, because I'm sure, you know, a lot of those are from, although they're from outside the state too, but really appreciate that support.
Yeah.
The really big news that we released less than 48 hours ago is that we're going to be streaming on the Roku channel starting April the 11th.
Okay. I thought I saw that. And okay.
And that's free.
That's fantastic.
All you have to do is go to the rokuchannel.com. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your iPad. You can watch it on your, you know, smart TV. We're so excited. It's exclusively on the Roku channel. It starts April the 11th. So now everybody can see it. And we're not just opening in the US. It's Canada, UK,
yeah,
Mexico.
That's fantastic, Sean. Hey, listen, congratulations. A successful theatrical run, DVD, and now a stream or two. Well done. Very impressive. And I hope I run into you at the Wisconsin Film Festival. It'll be great to say hello.
I'll be there. Kelly and I will be there. Okay. I'd love to meet in person.
Absolutely. Continued success, my friend. Thanks for taking the time
tonight.
Thank
you so much, Pete. We appreciate you guys.
Sean Hannish, check it out, folks. You have many ways to see Just a Bit Outside now. When we come back, you might have thought there was no Bar Band Friday night because Terry Barr will not be here, but you would be wrong. Rocker joins us after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what's up. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll have another update on that game. It's getting closer. It's 20 now.
Oh, wow.
A lot of time. 10 minutes. All right, we're coming right back. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Building towers for sight.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matinee on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Ahead of the April 1st election, there have been a ton of ads focused on Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel's position on the state's 1849 abortion law. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact brief.
Brad Schimmel, a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, supports the state's 1849 abortion ban, but says voters should decide abortion laws. While campaigning in Adams County in 2024, Schimmel reaffirmed his support for Wisconsin's abortion ban, asking supporters, quote, "What is flawed about that law?" unquote. Wisconsin's Supreme Court is reviewing the 1849 law's validity after Roe v. Wade was reversed in 2022.
And skipping school could equal breaking the law once again in Appleton. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Skipping school could mean breaking the law once again in Appleton. The Appleton Area School District is asking the city to consider reintroducing a truancy law. Superintendent Greg Hartjes told the Appleton Common Council Wednesday night that the district is facing chronic absenteeism. He said in the last year, over 1,000 students missed 18 or more school days, and almost 300 of them missed more than 50 days last year. Hartjes says they don't want to go back to the days of punitive measures and truancy court. The district had that until 2019 when the law was repealed.
We have no interest in punitive measures other than whatever will get a student to engage. We need something to reach students who currently just simply aren't coming to school.
The Appleton Common Council took no action on the issue. If it reintroduces a truancy law for the city, it will be at a future Common Council meeting.
And the Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership will receive $10 million in grant funding to develop a statewide apprenticeship network. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season 1 was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season 2 of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky tonight, a low in the mid-teens. Sun to start Saturday, then some clouds for the afternoon, high in the mid-30s. Rain moving in Sunday, the wind picks up, high near 40. Rain to snow in the late afternoon and evening. It's 46 right now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number 1. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Special guest filling in for Terry Barr, the lefty out of the bullpen, as we are referring to him this evening. He co-hosts Max Inc. Radio with Terry and Jimmy, the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, and he joins us tonight for Bar Band Friday, filling in for Terry. It's Rocker. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening, Pete? Thanks for having me on tonight.
Hey, thanks for doing this. I'm. It's great to talk to you again, especially after all you've been through. How are you doing?
I am doing really well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. You know, for those who don't know, I died on stage, right? I was playing with my band down here in Madison and had a heart attack on stage. And it saved my life. Wow. Having it on stage in front of people, because I got help immediately. And it took the paramedics and all the people that were there and stuff about 45 minutes to revive me. But after a hospital stay and, well, another hospital stay. But now I'm back on the mend. So it's pretty great. I'm feeling great and doing a lot of cardio rehab and eating well and doing all those things to kind of reclaim health.
Good for you, but I'm very glad to hear that. And that was such an incredible story. So are you playing again? Are you playing music again?
Not quite.
Not quite.
I'm still kind of, working up strength and getting the stamina back. But I'm fully, working to play drums with the band again.
Excellent. Well, all the more reason I appreciate you filling in tonight, buddy. It's good to see you, and thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'm kind of leaving this. This is kind of your dime, your dance floor tonight, because we have our typical format, but you've got us some really cool. We've got a lot of different clips here. So where do you want to start, Rocker?
Well, I'll start with Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night and Sunday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 p.m. to midnight. And we play Wisconsin made music. We interview Wisconsin artists and a lot of local personalities that are somehow related to the music industry, or sometimes just cool businesses or fundraising events. So there's just a lot of stuff. And we also usually feature a live performance every week. And we have a performer come in and play for us. And sometimes it's a whole band. Sometimes it's a local performer. So it's a lot of fun. But, we unplug from the politics. And it's all about local music. We are local music.
Everybody needs a break. And it's when I first heard, when I started doing this, I thought preparing a 2-hour show every night was a lot of work. And it is. But preparing a 6-hour show, even though it's once a week, I don't even know how you guys do that. It's very impressive. So let's start with, am I saying this right, Rocker? Harmonious Whale?
Well, let's see. Yeah, let's go with Harmonious Whale. What I like to do is preview some shows that are coming around.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of Madison shows right now loaded up. Harmonious Whale. They are going to be playing Saturday, March 22nd at the North Street Cabaret. That's at North Avenue, Eakin Park in Madison. Okay. And Harmonious Whale, they are purveyors of Americana-infused gypsy jazz.
Wow.
Sims Delaney Potoff, he is a mandolin virtuoso, band leader, vocalist. He went to school at Berklee School of Music. Maggie Delaney Potoff, she's a vocalist extraordinaire and his wife. But her percussive instrument of choice is a cardboard box.
What?
And she plays, she plays that with brushes. And it's great. You know, the box still has the logo on it. Could come from a restaurant or, Amazon. But she gets amazing sound out of it. It's pretty cool. Scott Lavenka, a gypsy guitar whiz. And then a master bassist, Forrest Evans, who dazzles on upright bass. So they've been around for 30 years here in Madison.
Jeez.
And they're about to put out a new album. And I thought I'd bring in a little song that they did, Beyond the Pale. This is from their latest album. This is Harmonious Whale.
All right.
30 days out on the road. If you
not, that was Harmonious Whale and yes, a little sampling from Beyond the Pale. And that's, you call that Americana infused gypsy jazz rocker?
Yeah.
Love that mandolin. Love that.
They, yeah, really good, really entertaining too. Great storytellers, really fun band to see. You can go see them coming up at the North Street Cabaret in Madison on Saturday, March 22nd.
Very cool.
And let's move on to Automatic yeah. Lover. They're kind of a newer band within the last year here in Madison. Just, it's music that moves you. Singer, producer from Sonora, Mexico, the singer, a Grammy-nominated disciple of the original funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield, that is Joey B. Banks, his understudy. Keyboard steeped in jazz and salsa meet guitars, raised on 80s hardcore and Afrobeat,
oh,
and
wow,
a bass that slaps back at acid jazz roots.
Holy there are, smokes.
And a whole horn section. So they're playing Saturday, March 22nd at the Red Rooster here in Madison on Seaforth Road. And this song is kind of interesting. The clip I picked, we're going to start with the guitar solo because I wanted to really check out these guys, how they jam. But they're just a great band. This is a song called Helena. This is Automatic Lover.
Awesome. Boy, the Red Rooster is going to be jumping March 22nd. That's awesome.
I mean, you can't help but move your feet
yeah.
when they're playing. I mean, they're just an energetic, super fun band to see.
I love it. That's great.
All right.
All right.
I got two more for you tonight.
Let's do it.
You know, there's the 7th Annual Respect. It's a celebration of women in music, March 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And what they do is they have the Big Payback, a band which has a giant horn section, you know, really big. I think it's a 9-piece band. And so what they do is they back a bunch of local female singers from around the area. And then each of those singers kind of cover a woman in music that is extremely famous.
Oh, cool.
So you have people like Teresa Marie, who's the singer from People Brothers Band. She's going to be covering Chaka Khan. There is Raquel Ailman, and she'll be covering Madonna, Candice Griffin doing Stevie Nicks, and a whole plethora of different artists from here in Madison who are participating. One of them is Lo Marie, and she's singing a Chapel Roan song, and she's a Madison singer-songwriter who studied music and economics at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, and she also tours with a Frank Zappa tribute band called Furious Bongos.
Oh, nice.
And I brought in a song from her last album, and this song is Lo Marie, Fear is a Vampire.
Is a phantom sits on my thoughts, weighing down the freedom of my will alone. Is
very nice.
And Lo Marie will be performing and interviewing on Max 8 Radio tomorrow night. So tune in.
Oh, cool.
And she'll be playing a couple songs on the radio. And, of course, you can see her with the 7th Annual Respect Show Celebration of Women in Music. That's March 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison.
I've never been there. I love that name, High Noon Saloon.
Oh, it's a great, great venue.
Is it downtown? Or is it out?
It's Capital East District on East Washington, just east of the Capitol.
Very nice. Awesome, man. All right. Let's move on. What do you got next, buddy?
All right. Let's see.
Road Trip?
Road Trip, yes. All right. They are an Oshkosh band. Their jamming has been for nearly three decades. They're mainly a cover band, but have a bunch of original music. They've won a ton of Whammy Awards over the years, and they're going to be playing all over Wisconsin. I'll go through this list quick because it's a lot. Okay. Saturday, March 22nd at the Hortonville Lanes in the Appleton area. Saturday, March 29th at the Junkyard in Wisconsin Rapids. Saturday, April 5th at the Hill Tavern in Beaver Dam. Saturday, April 12th at the Boulevard right here in Madison. And Friday, April 18th at the Wharf in Manitowoc. And the big thing is that April 24th, they're going to be playing at the Great North Commons during the NFL draft. That's steps from Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Sweet.
This is their original song. It's called 2 Days. This is Road Trip.
That's great.
They're pretty good. They've been around for a long time. So check them out. Find them on online to see their whole schedule. They're playing everywhere.
I just pulled them up. Yeah, this is great. They have a great site, too. Check out roadtripband.com if you like that, folks. That's awesome.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I think, Conrad, are we doing okay? No, not. Can we do a quick break first, Rocker?
We sure can.
All right. I'll tell you what. We got about a minute. You want to set this up, and then we'll come back and play the song?
Sure. You know, there's this band called Last Crack, and I actually used to manage them back in the early 2000s. They were on Roadrunner Records back in the 90s, and when the singer had heard about what had happened to me, he was like, hey, let's get the band to get back together for a show and do a show called the Rocker Jamboree. So when we come back, I'd like to tell you about the Rocker Jamboree and Last Crack and some other bands that haven't played in 20 years that are reuniting for a great cause, including myself.
That's awesome, man. You must have been a pretty good manager, too, if they're willing to come back and do all this. Most of those relationships, or a lot of them, don't end so well, so good for you. Rocker is here. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a very quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap this thing up. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments.
As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Monday night on Nightlight. We have another great show planned for you guys. The director of A Road at Night, John Roach, will be here. John is also one of the writers of the film The Straight Story, which was co-written by Mary Sweeney and directed by David Lynch. He will be here Monday night at 6:35 to talk about his film that will be in the Wisconsin Film Festival, and actor Ezekiel Drews will be here in the second hour. That's Monday. We have a few more minutes with our guest tonight, Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr, his colleague at Max Inc. Radio. And we've been introduced already to four pretty cool bands. And now we have a fifth clip here, Rocker. We kind of set it up, but is there anything else you want to tell us before we get back at it?
Yeah, let me get back to say that my co-hosts, Terry Barr and Jimmy Kay. Jimmy Kay really kind of pioneered this Rocker Jamboree to kind of help me out. There's been some medical expenses. And also to benefit Mama Cares, which is a division of the Madison Area Music Association. And Mama Cares is a fund that basically helps musicians in their time of crisis. So, you know, more often than not, it's a medical crisis and musicians don't necessarily have health insurance as much as normal people. So they need a little help with Mama Cares. So this benefit will have Last Crack, who hasn't performed in 20 years, Magic Seven, which is an offshoot of that band, and people, they're really big here in Madison and around Wisconsin. And that will be Sunday, May the 4th, from 1 to 5 p.m. here in Madison at the Burr Oak. And this is from their latest album, The Uprising, in 2019. We're going to play a song called Three Ghosts. This is Last Crack.
Awesome. There's a sample of what you'll hear at the Rocker Jamboree on May 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. At the Burr Oak. That sounds like a blast, dude.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Will you you think you'll be able to play by then? And if so, would you?
Well, I won't be playing with any of those bands, okay. And my band won't be at this event. But I'm hoping to get back to a show around the fall with my band Iron Plow.
Okay. Buddy, I'm so glad you're doing well and you're back at it, at least on Max Inc. It's such a great show. You guys do a phenomenal job, and I really appreciate you filling in for Terry tonight. This has been fun.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate it. It's been
anytime.
A lot of fun.
All right. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night from 6 to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. They do such a great job. And Terry, by way of Max Inc., has introduced us to so many great bands over the last year on Bar Band Friday Night. And this was kind of fun to do things a little differently, right?
Yeah,
I liked hearing a little clip like that of everybody.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. All right. So I'd like to thank Rocker for being here tonight. That was fun. Sean Hannish was a lot of fun to talk to Sean again about his film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And Civic Media's own Don Brown. That was a blast, too. Just a lot of fun. Thank you for your text. We do have a text, Conrad, that I haven't read yet. Are you aware of that?
We have two.
And Ollie, we know you're trying to call. Apologies. We're having issues with our phones. So I'm sorry we missed your call tonight. But don't give up on us. We'll get this figured out. It gets a little better every day. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids, that's in the 715. She says, thanks to Rocker for mentioning Road Trip at Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids. Junkyard is one of our local advertising clients here. And that's from Pamela at WFHR. Pamela, thank you as always for listening. Guys are doing great work at WFHR. A lot of award nominations this week. So that'll be exciting to see what happens there. Steady Eddie. What would this show be without a Steady Eddie text? Right. From the 608, our buddy Steadfast Edward says, Pete, about 50 years ago, I worked at a Mexican restaurant, Paco's, on Upper State Street, just down from the Capitol in Madison. All the food was good, but what I remember most is that workers at the restaurant got a free bottle of cerveza beer after their shift was over. It was excellent Mexican beer. Cerveza and Mexican food served together es muy bueno. You didn't know I was bilingual, did you, Conrad? I tortured Plato Mixo or whatever it was, but I got this one. I've heard those terms. Steady Eddie, that's awesome. This is all making me hungry again. That's the problem when we do food questions, is my mouth is like watering my entire drive home. And then I'm stuck with like McDonald's and Arby's if I want to eat. Doesn't quite live up to it.
Do you want to do one last update?
Yes, let's hear it. Wow, this is going to wreck everybody's brackets, but Florida looks like they're going to hang on 95-69 over Norfolk State. 47 seconds left. You know, let's see what happens, but it looks like that one's over.
That just ruins my bracket completely.
Everybody, you know? Don't you love, I've noticed it a little bit with this, with the tournament too. Mostly NFL guys do this too. They don't want to lose their viewers. So they're like, this one is not over yet, folks. Couple onside kicks and a Hail Mary, and Buffalo is right back in this one with 2 minutes to go.
They just need to hit like three-pointers every second, and they're good.
It's never happened before, but history could be written tonight. Hey, thanks for being part of Nightlight tonight, everyone. Loved your texts and calls, as always. We will be back Monday on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. And the NCAA tournament. Watch a lot of hoops this week, folks. Enjoy yourselves. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday, we'll talk to the economics department chair at UW-Eau Claire about the hit Wisconsin's going to take in Donald Trump's trade war.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Todd Allball Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great.
whether you're the passer or the receiver. That's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Portions of Texas, Florida, and the Carolinas could use some of the precipitation that the Midwest received this week. Wind is whipping wildfires across bone-dry terrain. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
Roads have been closed, and there have been evacuations. Several wildfires are burning in the parched mountains of North and South Carolina. Brad Bramlett is with the South Carolina Forestry Commission.
Wind has the greatest effect on wildfires, both the distance that it can spot over and what we call the rate of spread.
One of the biggest fires is in southern Miami-Dade County, near U.S. Highway 1 heading toward the Florida Keys. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
That massive brush fire in South Miami-Dade is approximately 30% contained. Columbia University was in line to lose federal funding under the Trump administration if it didn't make some policy changes when it comes to student protests. It's now doing it. CBS News.